The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following is a public service announcement.
Hello, I'm Robert McNair, and I own the Houston Texans. And this week, well, I made a little mistake when I said that we can't have the inmates running the prison. Look, I was using a figure of speech. You know, something everybody knows, like we can't have the slaves running the plantation. Or,
cut.
What? Why?
I can't use the word slaves. Can we try it again, please?
All right. Hello, this is Robert McNair, owner of the Houston Texans. Now, I keep hearing that all you players are mad at me for calling you inmates, and, well, I'm sorry, I really am. But, you know, we owners, we've got to be very careful, because it's bad for business when you people start getting uppity.
Cut.
What now?
None of that's any good. Try it again.
Hi. I'm Bob McNair, and I own the Houston Texans. And last week when I said what I said, well, the last thing I wanted to do was offend any of you colored boys. And
cut.
Oh, come on.
Hum, hum.
Bang Radio.
I am very happy to be here.
Oh, put stop it.
Once you go deck, you don't go back.
Deck, deck, deck.
He's Jesus, bro.
Bang.
You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hold on. With scrumble?
This is football.
I've had it with sucking.
Maybe there's a chance.
And now, here's John and Tom.
It's 9-6 Tennessee. The rookie Gonzalez to try and tie it. The snap is back. The ball is down. He's into it. He nails that kick. It is up, and it is good! With 47 seconds to go, this ball game is tied at 9.
Ryan Succop. Snap. Set. Kick on the way. Good! Yes! Ryan Succop breaks the hearts of the fans in Cleveland as Tennessee comes to Cleveland and gets it done again.
Breaks the heart of the fans in Cleveland, John. Oh, my God. The Tennessee Titans world beaters. Wow.
It's good.
Wow! Oh my gosh! And there ain't no flag!
No penalty flags on the play!
You know, you could have played that as the Titans' regular announcer and nobody would have known the difference.
Look, there ain't no flags! Kyle Dingrat!
Woohoo! They got a brown jug up in the press box that's got three X's on it.
Wow. All right, we're going to get back to that. I'm Tom. He's John. Bang Radio Hour number 308. Coming up, he's trying to learn the playbook, John.
He is.
He
My
is.
God. What's the matter with him?
Martavis is high on something.
I know. He is. I have a feeling I know what it is.
Halftime malfunction. Vince is back and more, but we haven't done an update for a while.
I got an update for you, Tom, before you get started on there.
All right.
This weekend is Bangpocalypse. Are you aware of this?
Wait a minute. I was going to get to that.
Oh, all right. Fine.
Yeah, there is no way in hell John and I could have done this show in the same room this week. Not this week.
No.
All right.
No.
First off, let me get through these. Pigskin Pick'em.
All right.
Pigskin Pick'em. Poutine Enthusiast.
My favorite name.
All right.
That is, it's my favorite name of the year. So far, he's in the winning to win the fingernail.
And you probably love who it is, too. It's the team user. The username is Doxin, as in your receiver.
Right.
Doxin Octagon. How great is that?
Doxin Octagon. It sounds like a supervillain.
Well, yeah, Doc Ock.
From,
it's Doc, yeah, from Spider-Man.
Hey, that's good. I didn't even realize.
Yeah. Let's
Curse
see.
You, Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's in first with 68, and then we've got tied for second with 66 each. Brady, lubed up and rowdy. That's Yisman.
He's on an Italian beach.
That's Yisman. Yisman, man. He's always up there. Always in everything.
I know it.
Fidel Castro's bastard son is the one who's tied with him. And then in fourth place with 65, Ray Lewis educating us.
He's educating us, Tom, from this here stolen Bible.
That's Anglo-Vike.
Anglo-Vike?
Yes.
He's educating us. He's educating us.
Then you got four guys tied with 64. Three guys have 63, including you.
The hair plug addict.
That's right. And I'm actually up to 60 thanks to getting 13 right this week.
See, I'm down to 63 because of last week. I don't know. I did some stupid stuff last week. I the first time I've lost money this year. I didn't lose money, but I lost a game.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, we'll get to that
right.
later on.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But I made out great. Anyway, So I was listening, you know, you've been listening to past podcasts in the 160s. Right. You know what we're talking about in the 160s? How we're playing, not Pigskin Pick'em, but, the one we used to play, Gridiron Challenge.
The Gridiron Challenge. Yeah, oh, that was great.
God, I love that game. So my wife missed the first week in the game.
Okay.
She forgot. She didn't get in time and she missed the first week.
Right.
But she was still beating you.
God, I had such rotten luck in that game. I'll tell you what, though. I am putting all the old shows up on YouTube. There's 50 of them up there right now.
Oh my gosh.
So I think it's YouTube/bangahaha, I think is what it is. I'll put it up on a website. I'll put it up on a Facebook page. And I'll put it out on Twitter. But you'll be able to go back and listen to some of these old shows. Now, a lot of them I don't have descriptions on because I can't remember back that far, for crying out loud. You know, so you're just going to have to deal with it.
Today I heard the one where we had my son on after he got back from Dallas from the game when he was 16. That was great.
Yeah, that's just like those videos of kids that are full of freaking laughing gas from the dentist.
Well, that one's going on the next best of. Anyway, in the Eliminator Challenge, we've got Anna Dem, who is Snatch Yellow Pager. What does that mean?
Snatch Yellow Paper?
Pager.
Snatch Yellow Pager?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably, I don't know. I would venture to say it's probably another supervillain name. Well, not a very good supervillain.
Then we've also got Castro's bastard son, and myself are the only ones who have not missed a game so far.
I think Castro's bastard son, that's Barack Obama. I'm calling it right now. The former president is in our league.
All right. So, what did you say Snatch you nicknamed this week?
This is Bangpocalypse. You should put the big echo on it right now. Bangpocalypse!
Why do you get your name on it?
What? Because that's the name of the show, and I'm going to go 3-0 this weekend. Woohoo!
Oh, really? I think you're the one that's about to have the apocalypse on you.
Really? Well, you know what? That sounds like a scat party, and I'm just not interested in that stuff, fella.
How many? Okay, well, let's see. Okay, first off, John and I are playing each other in fantasy football this week.
That's right.
Second.
That's right.
Second, Penn State, Ohio State, tomorrow.
Right, after what they did to Michigan.
And it is Cowboys Redskins week, too. All three.
That's right.
All three. This is the trifecta. This has never happened before.
No, it's never happened before. But I want everybody to relax. We're not going to bet on any like wife swapping or anything like that. We're not in our 20s. Everybody can just settle down. Yeah, I know, man. This is exciting. I don't know what to do, man. I want to take it easy on you because you're my friend, but fuck that. I'm going to knock you out. Let's go get a snack.
Let's go to eat a goddamn snack.
You know, you were mentioning the old shows. You know what I find interesting listening to the old shows is how many fucking players we're talking about. I kind of think back.
Right.
Who the hell was that?
It's also amazing how many are still playing.
Some of them, yeah. But, you know, listening to us laughing about how bad Roy Williams can't catch.
Oh, I know.
That's pretty damn funny.
Oh, my gosh. And who was the big defensive tackle you guys got and he didn't want to play?
Albert Haynesworth.
Oh, my God. Did you? It was just nonstop ripping on Albert Haynesworth, man.
No shit. I made a cartoon about that. Yeah, we'll get to it.
All right. So, yeah.
Those are coming.
So John and I are at it, you know, all weekend, man. Fantasy, college, and pro. It's amazing. All three of them in the same weekend.
It really is. It really is. It's amazing. The gods are smiling upon us.
Well, they're going to be smiling upon me, but
shit too, man. Did you watch Penn State whoop up on Michigan last week? Did you watch that spanking?
Yeah, but Michigan sucks.
I know Michigan sucks. And part of the reason they suck is because they got their asses tipped over backwards and handed to them. My God, they were running through them like a train.
Hey, man, you know what? Dude, yeah. we're going to just key on one guy because he's the only thing you got. Your running back is your leading receiver. You know that, right?
That's because the dude is badass. When you've got a genuine, bona fide Heisman candidate mm-hmm. sitting in your house, you let him play football.
All right. Right? And when
but he's not the only weapon they got. To McSorley, boy, McSorley, he's got a big hard head, you know. He's a small fella, but he runs guys over into the end zone.
Uh-huh. And when you got linebackers running 4-5 and you got safeties running 4-3, we'll see how he does.
Well, I'm sure we will, sir. That will be national television Saturday night.
Afternoon.
Oh, Saturday afternoon. I thought it was at the night game.
No, 3:30.
Whoa, Nelly, glad I'm not going to take a nap.
All right, let's get on with this. We got to talk about the Browns a little bit here because Deshaun Kizer gets benched again. All right.
You know, I just couldn't live without him. He was over there on the field, and I was missing him so much.
And I
just wanted to hear him do some growing.
I heard growth out of him.
Right. All right.
Not only did I hear growth out of him, but I saw interceptions out of him too.
Yeah, and because I heard he was partying on Friday night.
How dare he go out without informing me? He came back after curfew.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I heard about this. This is the biggest load of shit.
I know. It's ridiculous. Anyway, so the media starts asking him about it. And this, oh, God, these reporters. Here we go, John. Here's one. Here we got one here. Okay.
Fake news.
He's going to ask, you know, aren't you supposed to be learning the playbook? Don't you think that you should be home?
You know what, though? If you stay up too late on Saturday night, does it affect your job on Monday?
No, and that's the thing. But they
hell
now,
no.
And they do a walkthrough on Saturday, but it's in the afternoon.
Right, and you it's know. Walking. We're walking out here.
Look at how we're walking.
Look at us walking. We are walking.
So here he's being asked about it.
You're a rookie. You're trying to learn the playbook. You're trying to win a game.
I'm not here to talk about my personal life right now.
That doesn't show a lack of commitment to learning the job.
Absolutely not. I was out and was at the facility the next day, you know, get preparing for a game, was preparing for the game right before that. So once again, I'm not here to talk about my personal life.
He should say that. You know what? This is what the attitude should start to be. And you see Cam Newton's already teaching him how to do it by just turning his face on him and walking off. Fuck him. You're going to ask stupid shit? That's stupid. What do you do when you go home, dude? I got newsflash, everybody. This podcast has nothing to do with my job.
Right.
Nothing
oh, God.
To do with my job.
Oh, no. We shouldn't be doing this, John.
My God, Tom, I should be sitting down studying Photoshop so I can learn how to do better pictures for my job.
When they asked Hugh Jackson about it, he had no idea. Listen.
Guys, personal time is personal time, but I still think that that's not what our guys do. I think our guys work at what they do. I would be surprised at that. I've never heard that. I don't think Deshaun's that kind of has that kind of character or personality that way. So that is what it is.
We have the video. So he was. It's 1:30 in the morning, and even if there's not a curfew, this is a guy trying to learn the playbook.
Yeah, it's not a curfew. You're right. You said it. So that's the first I've heard of it. So appreciate you guys sharing that with me. Thank you.
They're sharing. Thank you for sharing.
From what they said, I didn't say anything.
Right. I wonder if when he comes in to have his press conference, all the reporters have to join hands.
Thank you for sharing. Yes. Who's next?
Right.
Yes.
Stand up. Stand up and say right. your name and where you're from.
Right. Right. That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was dude. But that was great because he didn't believe it. He had no idea. And he's like, I don't think Deshaun would do that. You know, and the guy goes, well, here, look, here's a video right here. He's out till 1:30 in the morning. I'm like,
video.
Damn. Right.
Now, what exactly was he doing? Was he out doing cocaine? Was he out screwing around with Nigerian hookers? What was he doing that was so horrible? Was he making contacts within the triad to start selling heroin on the streets? What was he doing?
Was he joining ISIS? No, he was at a bar hanging out with a few friends, probably had a couple beers even. Oh, my God. And then he went home. Oh, who cares?
Gee whiz. He went out after work.
But, like you said, he did throw interceptions.
Yeah, but he throws interceptions anyway.
I know. Listen to Hugh Jackson.
I'm sure it's disappointing. I'm sure he don't want the yo-yo. But it goes both ways. Developing quarterbacks, they still got to do what you asked them to do. Okay? So in that process of developing a quarterback, I want them to not turn the ball over. That's the name of the game. And again, I'm going to say it again. It's still about the football team. It's not just about one individual. It's about the team.
Right. Man, if he'd have been the coach of the Packers, Brett Favre never would be in the Hall of Fame.
No way. He's been doing what? Vicodin? What the hell is that?
Well, no. Interceptions.
I know. He just can't get out there anymore. We're looking for consistency, and it's about the whole team, and the whole team doesn't go out. And I'm surprised, frankly, that he even goes out of the house. We have a strict rule here that you're allowed to go to practice, go poopy, go to get lunch, and then go to practice, and then lift weights, and then go to bed, and then get up and go to practice and go to poopy, and then go. It just goes on and on and on, and there's nothing in there about going out ever.
You know what? Fuck these reporters. They're just looking to create a fucking story.
Oh, I know.
Blood the water.
And
stir it up.
And here's the classic one. They said to Hugh, but what about, you know, this is, he benches Deshaun week before last, and then he gives the starting job to Hogan the last week, and then that was a mess.
Hogan!
So he goes back to Deshaun this week, and again, he benches him. So this is the second time in 3 weeks that Deshaun's been benched, and the reporters are like, oh, but his confidence, John. Oh my God, what you're doing to Deshaun's confidence. You know, that whole typical line.
Deshaun was out in the bar working on his confidence. You know, you get a couple in you, you want to beat up everybody in the place.
You know, but people who are worried about his confidence are the people who give out participation trophies.
Right. Guess what? Rookies throw interceptions, and Browns quarterbacks throw interceptions. And you don't have to worry about it, because if history holds true, he won't be the Browns quarterback next year. He'll be up playing for the Rough Riders or something like that. And I just want to know when he made him give back the yo-yo. Was that when he got benched?
You have to give me that yo-yo, mister. You have not. You don't have your yo-yo privileges anymore, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shit. You know, yeah, I get it. They lost 7 in a row. This is what? They won one game last year. Is that right?
One or two. I don't know. They had the first pick in the draft. That's
right,
all that matters.
One or two, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
I mean, they were the worst team in the league again. But here's the thing. If you're teaching a kid something, even sports, if, you know, third grade, they're starting, you know, little league, whatever.
Right,
you tell them how to do something. And you send them out on the field, and they try it. And if it doesn't work, and they make mistakes, you pull them back, and you say, "No, you got to do this. You know, this is how this works." Right. And then you put them back out, and they try again, and you know, repeat if necessary. Right. And that's all that's going on. This is a rookie quarterback, and I thought that Hugh, of all the fun of Cleveland we make and everything, I thought he made a great reply to the guy asking about, you know, worrying about Deshaun Kaiser's confidence.
I can't worry about confidence. You guys keep talking about confidence. We are in the business of winning games. This is a performance-based business. If you turn the
all right, I'll pause it. your business model needs rearranged then there, Hugh.
Oh my God. That's like saying a bomber pilot's business is building buildings. No, it's not.
All right. Wait a minute.
Oh, hell.
Let's continue.
Football over in the National Football League, you cannot play. Okay? It's just that simple. Everybody keeps talking about confidence. I'm not worried about confidence. I got 52 other guys in there to worry about their confidence and trying to win. Okay? So, again, Deshaun was playing really well up until we turned the ball over in the scoring zone. Okay? I left Deshaun in a game, and here we come the second half. We turn the ball over again. Well, I'm looking at this game. This is a close game. We can manage and get the ball down the field. We got a chance to win. Well, I owe it to the other guys in that room. I'm not just worried about the quarterback. I know you guys are. I'm not. So however you take that, you take it. But my job is to put us and put people out there to give us the best chance to win. That's it.
So I get that. But at the same time, now you can't continue to keep doing it all season. You can't.
No.
You got. I mean, I think now at this point, it's like, okay, this is it. Go. And you can't just bench him and then put him back again after this. If you're going to take him out after this, he's not going to be your quarterback. He's not even going to be on your roster after this season, right?
Well, you know, he might be on your roster, but you owe it to the next guy up to at least get a shot. You know, you can't be pulling the yo-yo on him either, right? I can't even remember. What's the guy's name that's coming in next?
Hogan.
No, Hogan's third. There's the other. Oh, is Hogan starting? Wait a minute. Who's starting this week?
Are you talking about Cody Kessler?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think he's third, actually. Well, Hogan, maybe he's second now, because he came in last week, didn't he? That's right.
Holy shit. This is the most these guys have ever been talked about. I swear to God. Hey, you hear those guys on the internet. They're talking about it.
Hey, fellas, look, everything's positive. These guys are making us sound like really great guys.
Maybe there's a chance.
That's right. Not this weekend. I don't think so.
All right. Let's move on to one of our favorite people.
We didn't make all the plays, but when big plays came up, we were able to make those plays. So those are big stops for us. And again, give the players credit. They're covering good receivers. They're playing against a good offensive team, good quarterback, good system, good offensive line. And they just really competed with them all the way through.
Wait, listen to the beginning again.
We didn't make all the plays, but when big plays came up, we were able to make those plays.
We didn't make all the plays. Wait a minute. Now, think about this. Let's break this down. We didn't make all the plays, but when big plays came up, we were able to make those.
He says plays again. We were able to make those plays.
Wait.
We didn't make all the plays, but when big plays came up, we were able to make those plays. So those are big stops for us. And again, give the players credit.
The players made the big plays.
Right.
The players made the plays when there were plays to be made. So you got to give credit to all the receivers, the tight ends. You got to give credit to those guards and tackles and the center fella there. And that quarterback, and there's a couple of running backs move in and out of the game. You got to give everybody credit.
I can't understand why everybody else doesn't watch them, meaning Belichick, Brady. And I swear to God, he has to lay down the law when it comes to talking to the media, to all these guys, because they all talk the same way. All the Patriots players talk the same way. Why doesn't Cam Newton, when Cam loses, let's talk about Tom Brady. When Tom Brady loses, when the Patriots lose, Tom Brady comes out and says, yeah, man, we were not good today. It wasn't good. We need to do this better. We need to do that better, or else we're not going to win. You know, I mean, he just says, you know what? We just weren't good enough today.
And you know why? Because the press in Boston is not going to go, well, you know, Tom, you've been having these problems with big plays, or you've been having these problems. They're going to look at him and go, that's great, Tom. Gosh, you're handsome. You're just fabulous. You're going to win again next week.
I guess you don't think, if Cam Newton came out and gave that response, it wouldn't be the same?
It might be the same. Point being is that the press is not going to grill Tom Brady. They're not going to do it because he doesn't display enough consistent problems for them to go ahead and pick at anything. If he has a bad game, they're going to go, well, I guess Tom had a bad game, and go home, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to switch gears on you. You know who's my new favorite player right now?
Who?
Marshawn fucking Lynch.
Well, he's suspended.
I know. And see, here's the thing. Sometimes when we do the show, we got so much material that we have to rush real fast through a lot of stuff. We didn't even get to talk about that game last week when he ran out onto the field and pushed the ref around. Right.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I think the ref should have been called for false start because he missed the flag his first try out, and then he had to grab it again while he was jumping around like he had ants in his pants.
Oh, man.
Anyway, he got thrown out of the game.
Right.
Did you see he went and watched the game in the stands after that, right?
No, I did not see that.
Yes, he did. Come on, you didn't see this? He went into the stands with a mask on his face, like a ski mask, you know, and watched the game from the stands. And then, dude, he rode the train home with the fans. There's video of him on the train with the fans in his he's riding the train to go home.
Oh, my God. They must have loved that.
Oh, I did, too. And not only that, this week while he's suspended, he's practicing with a high school team. And these boys are knocking the shit out of him. He's running over them, too, man. He told them, I'm sure, don't even hold back. And they're not. There's this one. I saw a video today. This kid has to be 350. And I mean, blasters him and then just steps on his head when he gets up.
Man, he genuinely, truly loves Oakland.
He has a great time. He's got a show on Facebook. Have you seen this thing now? Now they have programming on Facebook. Oh my God. There's a video I saw of him today where he's got an earpiece and this real skinny white kid who's behind the register at some like In-N-Out Burger or whatever. And this big black dude comes in and he's telling him, tell him, nah, nigga, you gotta have this. Tell him, nah, motherfucker, you gotta eat that. Right? And this poor little kid is saying this shit and he's trying not to laugh when he hears what he says. Oh, dude, it's funnier than shit. So, yeah, I love Marshawn Lynch.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't have him on any fantasy team, so I have no reason to have any problems with him.
Right. All right. Let's see. Let's stay in the AFC North for a minute.
All right.
Mike Tomlin. I got some audio from him. Evidently Martavis Bryant. He's not happy. He's not getting enough looks. He's not getting enough targets. You know, what's going on? He worked his ass off to get back, you know, from being injured all last year, and now he's not getting the ball. He didn't say anything, but he went on social media. Why? With these guys, man, you know, what, if he's posting on Facebook and shit. He's pissed. He wants traded, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, my God.
No, he doesn't. He wants thumbs up because that's what validates these little diva twerps these days. Oh, look, everybody on Facebook loves me. They think I'm right. I'm validated. Dude, one of our best, our safety, Sua Cravens, is missing the entire season because of that stupid shit.
Yeah. So, of course, the media is asking, you know, Mike Tomlin about Martavis Bryant, and Tomlin's getting, you know, pissy because he doesn't want to waste time with this crap.
He was out of bounds with some of his actions in terms of the things that he said on social media. It would be dealt with appropriately so. That ball's in my court. I haven't visited with him yet. To be quite honest with you, I haven't visited with him yet because I've had bigger fish to fry. The Detroit Lions really takes precedence. But he says some things when he's not around us that are somewhat of a distraction. And I say somewhat because we're having to field questions regarding it, not because it's high on my damn agenda.
My damned agenda.
Right.
He's got to go to the Bill Belichick school and say things like,
you know, he's a wide receiver. He runs out wide and he receives the ball if we throw it to him. And look, I'm trying to fry some fish here, so if you don't mind. We're having a fish fry. Why don't you step in line?
You know what his problem is? His problem is Juju Smith-Schuster. All right. For one, he can't say it. He tries. He goes, he can't do it. And two, Smith-Schuster's taking his snaps because he's better than you, Martavis Bryant.
Well, you know what's funny? And I'm wondering, and I think, I think it was James Harrison made a joke about it. Okay. So Juju.
Right.
Doesn't have a driver's license.
No, he has a bike.
Well, he had a bike. It was stolen.
It came back. The cops found it.
I know, but it was stolen. And James Harrison said, yeah, you know Martavis Bryant did it.
And then he gave Martavis Bryant that Debo look. You better not say a thing.
Isn't that great? I love that. That's funny.
That is pretty funny. Look, I tell you what, though. The fact that his name is Juju offends me. I couldn't go walking around with a name like that. Sorry. I've had enough of this. I can't be quiet anymore.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, hell. That was a good one, John.
Thanks.
I heard Roethlisberger. He was pretty outspoken about it. He wasn't happy. You know, it's like, yeah, well, he needs to come talk to me, blah, blah, blah. So I want to call Ben. Can we call Big Ben and see what the hell's going on?
Oh, sure. I'd be glad to talk to Big Ben.
All right. Let's get him on the phone. Because he's on the field and in the locker room with him and everything. And also, Martavis was deactivated for this week. He's not.
Yeah, I know. He's not playing this week. So, yeah, I'm sure that's going to help his attitude.
Right, yeah.
Meanwhile, Jaime's going to catch himself 2 touchdowns.
Stop it.
Hey, you know what? You know, I'm allowed to make those jokes. I give myself permission. So there.
Hello,
Ben Roethlisberger, John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour.
Hello there, this is Ben Roethlisberger, and I won 2 Super Bowls.
Yes, you did, Ben, and we've talked to you 2 times before in the past.
I just wanted to remind you, because as I recall the last 2 times that we have talked, you did not mention it nearly enough to my liking.
I apologize. 2-time Super Bowl champion Ben Roethlisberger on the Bang Radio Hour today.
That's what I like to hear, especially when we're going out to all you chicks out there.
I would also say potential future Hall of Famer.
Well, don't go sucking up to me now, but that does sound pretty good on my resume when I'm walking around in a bar with my, when I'm cruising.
All right. Well, Ben, we were wondering, it seems like he's becoming a bit of a distraction and a diva and a prima donna. And we're talking about Martavis Bryant. What is his problem? You're winning. You're winning games.
I have no idea what his problem is. You know, I don't know why anybody would want to leave Pittsburgh. It's a nice place. You know, you've got like mountains and rivers and stuff. And the Steelers are pretty good most of the time. And it is mostly because of how good a quarterback is Ben Roethlisberger. And that's me. And I won two Super Bowls.
Right. Right.
Right. Now, to answer the question, though, to be quite honest with you, I think it's his girlfriend, you know. She is a bitch. She is a totally frigid bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and
I'm an easy guy to get along with, Tom. I am. I'm an easy guy. I mean, I am Ben Roethlisberger, right? And right. I'm the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I won two Super Bowls, right?
So yes.
Most of these guys, you know, they got some pretty hot little girlfriends and wives, you know. That's kind of pretty cool about being a quarterback and being a veteran on the team, you know, as you kind of walk around like the king and you get your choice of whoever you want to look at. And they're right there where I like it. Now, granted, look. Some of the linemen, they do have some heifers, but you know, mostly the young players have girlfriends that are just my type, you know, hot and college age. Look, I'm not a weirdo or anything. I am Ben Roethlisberger, and I won two Super Bowls.
All right. Well, what is it about receivers? And I mean, I've been watching football a long time, Ben. You've been playing football a long time. I know you know it. You look at guys like Randy Moss, Terrell Owens. You know, I'll even say it about my favorite player, Michael Irvin, and the list goes on and on. Even Antonio Brown last year doing the thing live online from the locker room. Why are receivers always the prima donnas?
Well, it's because most of them are gay, Tom.
What?
You know, many of them are homosexual.
Oh, come on.
They are just, huh?
Come on, what?
No, I'm not telling you anything that anybody doesn't already know. They are naturally just bitchy drama queens, and that is why. And I'm not going to mention any names, but Dez Bryant, Pierre Garçon, Julian Edelman, DeAndre Hopkins, and A.J. Green.
A.J. Green?
I'll be honest with you, Tom. I was trying to make a funny there. I was trying to think of other wide receivers in my division that I could call a homo, but I don't know who any of them are. Bunch of nobodies out there. What the hell is going on?
Oh, my gosh. Well, speaking of your division, the Browns are a disaster.
Well, what else is new?
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, but it seems like it's worse than it's ever. They can't win one game. I mean, what advice would you give to these, you know, these poor, heartbroken Browns fans?
Well, I'll tell you what here. Let me tell you something straight up. Straight up and number one from your guy, Ben Roethlisberger, winner of two Super Bowls. Take heart, Clevelanders. For all is not lost, there are still 9 more games you can lose this year. Hey, all right, I have written a nursery rhyme. May I read you a nursery rhyme?
Oh, we always love a Ben Roethlisberger nursery rhyme.
All right, here it goes. Ready? Hickory dickory dock. Hey, look, it's my cock. And I am Ben Roethlisberger, and I won two Super Bowls.
All right, Ben.
You guys have a good day.
You too. There he goes. 2-time Super Bowl champion, Ben Roethlisberger. Wow.
Boy, I can't wait till he puts out a book.
You know who's got a book coming out, right?
Big Ben's bedtime stories.
I saw that.
Kaepernick got a book deal.
He got a $1 million book deal. So.
Woo-hoo. Are you allowed to stand while you read it, or do you have to? Is there a way you have to? What are you supposed to do with it?
We got some fans. You know, we always love fans.
I know. We got a lot of them. We get a lot of downloads.
And we got Browns fans.
Oh, good. Yeah. I know we do, because our show sucks and they are used to that.
Yeah, we got this one here. Here, this one. Listen to this girl.
Well, it was really tough seeing the Browns lose, but even though we're 0-7, I still believe. And there's still a chance we could go to the Super Bowl. You never know. So, Believeland, we're called Believeland for a reason. Go Browns!
Believeland. Oh, Believeland, I believe that you're not a Pitt. And you are. I still think there's a chance at 0-7. How the fuck did she think that?
I don't know, but here's a couple more guys.
We got to start winning. The owner...
Let me guess. This is Captain Obvious here.
We got to start winning. The ownership has to recognize it. And unfortunately, in Cleveland, we love our Brownies so much, we still come out here. But we're only going to recognize it, ownership, when the stadium's empty.
We're doing our part. What else can you ask from us? Please let us know what we can do, and we'll do it. Management, leadership, coaching, what are you doing?
Well, we're trying. We're just trying so hard. We've had lots of opportunities to see teams that we want to be just like. And if you want to know what you can do, mister, well, can you throw? Because Deshaun can't.
I did my job. I paid my $75. I didn't joke. I showed up to play.
I like the guy that we're not even going to recognize the ownership.
Fuck does that even mean?
Oh, I bet he's crying about that, right?
Jimmy Haslin's like, get that fucking idiot out of my parking place. I mean, what the hell is that? We're not going to recognize. What's he going to pick it out front? We don't recognize your authority to make trades.
Oh.
Boy, you gotta give it to him, though. You gotta give it to him, because there's a lot of empty seats in that place now.
They're
starting to stay home.
Oh, no, that's unheard of.
Tell you what, I was watching the game, and yeah, you know, well, I wasn't watching the game, but I was watching the red zone, and every once in a while, one of them got in field goal range. So you got to see a whole lot of, you know, because the ball goes up high. They have to show it to you.
Well, they kicked 7 field goals in that game total, so.
No shit. Between Greg Zuerlein, by the way, my hero last week.
Yeah.
Speaking of kickers.
Yeah, he's off this week, right?
Yeah, lucky for you.
Hey, the Redskins got a lot of injuries, don't they?
No shit. Their whole offensive line, out of their whole offensive line, 3 of them haven't practiced all week. Brandon Scherff, Trent Williams, and the right tackle, fucking Morgan Moses, haven't practiced all week. Morgan Moses sprained both ankles in that game last week and didn't come out.
Well, I heard Trent Williams is a definite no-go. I heard it on the radio on the way in to record the podcast, and that his backup got hurt today.
Oh, shit. Really?
So your number one and number two left tackles gone.
No, our number one and number three left tackles are gone, because our number two left tackle isn't back from the last injury that he had. He still got another week of rehab to go.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's not even going to be nice.
And you're talking trash okay.
No, I'm not talking trash.
You had 10 starters may not play. That's what
anything
they said.
Could happen, Tom, any given Sunday.
And the one thing, though, man, you guys really hurt the Eagles. I mean, I know you lost the game, but you took their left tackles gone for the year. What's his name?
Peters.
Yeah, Jason Peters out for the year. Hicks, holy crap. That's one of their best players on the offense and one of their best players on defense, and that's going to sting for them.
Well, yeah, the Redskins didn't really have anything to do with either one of them. Hicks blew out his Achilles.
That's true.
And Peters got blocked right into.
Yeah.
Now, Scherff got hurt on some dirty fucking hits, I'll say that. And so, F you all you Eagle fans, which, by the way, are starting to get rather big for their fucking britches.
Well.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are loud. They have the best record in the NFL.
I read an article. One guy said, yeah, he was an Eagles fan, but he said, okay. Yeah, their memories are short all the time. They don't realize that they're going to be let down like always because we're Philadelphia. And I'm like, oh, my God, this guy can't even enjoy a fun season.
6-1. You know what? I'll tell you what. And Carson Wentz does some shit. And everybody's like, oh, you know what? He's better than Kirk Cousins. Well, look, you know what that makes the big difference between him and Kirk Cousins in both of these games? Is both of these games, he has made Houdini plays where he doesn't just escape. He does the Roethlisberger where he just slogs through 4 fucking tacklers. And the last game, he ran for like 30 yards on 3rd down and 12. And then the game before that, he threw a 58-yard touchdown right after he breaks 4 tackles from defensive linemen. If you can't stop that, you can't stop him. Seriously.
Yeah, didn't they start like 4-0 last year? And oh my God, blah 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 blah.
Well, they've been beating some teams. Now I will say this for Redskins fans: everybody's all crying all the time, everything. But you know what? We've lost 3 games to 2 of the best teams in the league. That's it.
I know. So when you lose to another one of the best teams in the league this weekend, it's not going to be that big a deal.
This weekend, who we got this weekend?
All right, let's listen to this angry Colts fan. We don't get a lot of Colts fans, especially ones who are. Do we ever hear from Jen in Columbus anymore?
We don't hear from Jen in Columbus, and we do not hear from Richard Burton either.
In Indianapolis. He's in Indianapolis, yeah.
He's in Indianapolis.
I hope you guys are still out there. Yeah. Heck, we had audio of Jen on the show.
You know, I had a piece of audio that I didn't send you because I just couldn't get it clear enough, but it's from a television station in Indianapolis of a guy crying about Chuck Pagano, and he says he moved from Richmond because they didn't have a team in Richmond. So he picked fucking Indianapolis when Peyton Manning was there. Figure that is the ultimate bandwagon fan, and now he's bitching. Pagano needs to be fired.
Oh, my God. Well, that's what this guy says, too. Here he is.
I'm going to do this crow video for the Indianapolis Colts because I got a lot of shit to get off my chest. I don't hate Chuck Pagano. I just don't like him. I dislike him. But I respect him because he survived leukemia. He survived cancer. I respect him for that. But I don't respect him as a coach. I dislike him as a person, and I dislike him as a human being.
What? You know him personally? Because, I mean, you only know him as a coach. You don't know him as a person or a human being.
No, you don't. You really don't. And I could probably hold it on good authority that he's not kick puppies.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, as far as a person goes, at least, I don't know him personally, but he comes off to me as a genuinely nice guy. I don't know.
I guess. You know, you know what I always think of when I see Chuck Pagano? This dude is the same color as the Simpsons. He is.
All right.
He's orange.
Let's continue.
I hate this idea that we're a mediocre team. That this team.
I think he's being kind, calling him mediocre. Yeah.
I don't like this idea that we are a mediocre team. Don't worry. You're the only one that's got it.
It's soft that this team is going to be 6-9, 2-14. I hate that idea. But It's all coming true now. It is,
John. It is.
But we're not that. I believe this team can be the best.
When?
Really?
Like this year?
I guess somebody had some bad expectations.
Right.
Right.
You thought Andrew Luck was going to play number one, and it doesn't look like he's ever going to play this year.
Even if he did play, really, what are they going to do?
No, it doesn't matter at this point.
We're just not showing it because our coaching staff sucks.
Oh, it's the coach.
Our head coach sucks. I wrap myself in my mind in Chuck Pagano's ideas and schemes, and that's just dawned on me. It's just ideas and schemes.
Wait.
Isn't that what the coach does? Doesn't he implement ideas and schemes?
I love it. He said, and that just dawned on me.
It occurred to me that that's what coaching is. Damn. No wonder he ain't no good at it. He has bad ideas and schemes.
And that's just dawned on me.
It just occurred to me.
I
had an epiphany in the car making a video.
That's great when he realizes something in the middle of the video.
And that's just dawned on me. It's just ideas and schemes. That was just it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is, John.
That's it. That's all it is. You would think that Chuck Pagano just sits down with graph paper and draws lines on the screen for guys to run and follow.
Oh.
What the? It just dawned on me, Tom, that when the center gives the guy the ball, the play starts. I mean, damn, I thought was wondering how come all these dudes are hitting each other. A couple of minutes ago, they were just fine.
Oh, what was it? I saw a highlight. I wish I had the audio because the ref said false start on everybody but the center.
So you know whose fault it was?
The center. Yes, it sure was. But he didn't get penalized. That's great.
Oh, yeah. I would have definitely had to turn around and tell my entire section. Now, you know whose problem that was, right?
Exactly.
I was informing my section.
All right, let's continue.
You know, and his ideas, his schemes fucking sucks. That's why we got blown the fuck out 27-0. When the last time we got scored 0 points on us? Let's see.
Wait, what?
What the fuck was that thing?
When the last time we got scored 0 points on us?
When was the last time we got scored 0 points on us? What? I mean, how do you get 0 points scored on you? I don't understand.
I don't know, but this guy knows that Chuck Pagano's ideas and schemes aren't any good. This is the mind that has figured out Chuck Pagano.
That's it. Chuck Pagano sucks. That's why we got 0 points scored on us.
That's right. When was the last time we got 0 points scored on
us? Well, actually, he'll tell you.
Let's see. 2002 divisional round against the New York Jets. We lost 41-0.
In a playoff game, and I remember it.
That's right. That was Chad Pennington against a young rookie, I think Peyton Manning, wasn't he?
In 2000.
No, he wasn't a rookie because they won only two games when he was a rookie. But yeah.
2002.
That was his, right.
Yeah.
And for all the people who are laughing and finna roast me after this video is over.
I'm finna roast
or comment on the comment section when this video is over. Y'all motherfuckers are the biggest hypocrites of them all. Bunch of hypocrites. We're about your own fucking team. And I hate the fact of what this team is doing. Why are we the Cleveland Browns? Why are we the Jacksonville Jaguars right now? Why?
What, right now, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the team just beat you 27-0.
That's right. You just got 0 points scored on you by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Now, the first thing you said...
Are we the Cleveland Browns?
Why? Now, yeah, maybe. A little bit. Close. You know, that's... You know what? But Indianapolis... No, they're not close. I mean, the Browns are that bad. Nobody is that close to being as bad as the Browns.
No, and everybody that thought the Jets were, like me, we were wrong.
And I feel bad because of Joe Thomas. I actually feel bad for that. No. That sucks, man. What over 10,000 and whatever straight snaps. Not a streak of games. Never missing a snap since the day he was drafted. That's crazy.
No shit.
He's
a Hall of Famer. That's the one thing that Cleveland has to look forward to. They don't have to drive very far to get to Canton, so they should all be there.
Oh, my God. He's out for the year. I hope he makes it back, man.
He's not getting back. He might make it back next year.
That's what I mean, next year. I hope he makes it back to play at all.
Yeah, lots of injuries this year, man. Lots of big names again.
Why are we the Cleveland Browns? Why are we the Jacksonville Jaguars right now? Why? I'm done being silent. I'm done.
Uh-oh. They're going to hear me now, John.
That's right. I am going to make sure Chuck Pagano knows I think his ideas and schemes are not good. They are not good, sir. You keep getting us scores 0 points on.
I'm done being silent. I'm done being happy.
Oh, that's a shame.
But he's done. He is. Now he's being silent. What does he tell you? He says, I'm done being silent. And then he stops. What?
This turned into the worst video ever. How can I say cut now? I said I was going to be silent. Shit.
I'm done being happy.
I'm done being happy, John.
That's it. The whole world is terrible.
I used to be happy, but now I'm done.
As soon as I realized Chuck Pagano had bad ideas, now my happiness, all the light has gone out of my life.
Enough on losers. Let's talk about a winner named Vince Wilfork.
Okay.
Man, I like Vince. I've always been a fan of Vince.
We talked about him a couple of weeks ago about Hall of Fame credentials, and I agree, he's Hall of Fame.
Right. Well, you know, we played that. He had that video that was a retirement announcement. He's like, but I'll be back. And we were talking, you had mentioned something about barbecue.
Yeah, remember he said in the thing he was going to be cooking barbecue.
That's
right. I'll eat what he cooks.
Right. Yeah, that's it. Well, but now he's got a Castrol motor oil commercial out.
It's probably barbecue flavored oil.
So he's out on the field. He's still on the field. He's getting that in, and he's, you know, you see him talking to a player across, lined up across from him, and then he hits him. But you have to listen after he talks. You're going to hear the big voice announcer guy, Castrol Motor Oil, blah 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 blah. You know, and pay attention to what he says, because then Vince Wilfork's going to comment on what he says, and it's hilarious. Listen to this.
These are Vince Wilfork's words of strength.
The strong man is strongest when alone. Don't hit if it's possible to avoid hitting. But never hit soft. Theodore Roosevelt.
That's beautiful.
Castrol Edge is 3 times stronger against viscosity breakdown than the other leading motor oils.
If Castrol Edge is 3 times stronger than other leading oils, those oils can't actually be leading. Vince Wilfork.
It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering.
Vince Wilfork. Remember, I told you that. Yeah, I said that.
He's straight off the Bill Belichick tree.
He's great, man.
Yeah, got more points. Way to go there, Vince. You pulled out rule number 14.
He should be in a sitcom.
A sitcom?
He'd be great in a sitcom. Yes, absolutely.
Put him on Blackish or something?
I don't know.
What are you gonna? I haven't seen a sitcom in so long. I wouldn't know what's new out there.
He could move in across the hall from Sheldon on Big Bang Theory. I think that'd be great.
He could be barbecuing all the time. Dude, I'll tell you what. If he took castor oil and basted, you know, like the manifold, I'd eat it.
Oh, geez.
That's the way they should do that commercial. Have him down under the hood, basting the manifold. Of course, it would catch fire, but oh well.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes I like my ribs and things in my barbecue. I like when it catches fire a little bit. It's good.
Well, the confirmation has been made. The Super Bowl entertainment has been named. And look at the girls up dancing around. Oh, they're loving it. You're going to keep the girls glued to halftime now. I'm bringing sexy back. Oh, God. The mother boys
don't know how to act. Yeah. I am not responsible for this. And this will get us dinged for copyright.
Yeah. Yeah. Turn around and I'll pick up the slack. Yeah. Take him to the bridge. All right, so Justin Timberlake, yeah. And, of course, you know.
Yeah.
What happened the last time Justin Timberlake was playing a halftime show at the Super Bowl?
Well, I don't know. Do that again and put Dick Stockton in there doing the yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll hear the roar. You'll hear the roar. Yeah. Yeah. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The mother boys don't know how to act. Yeah. I think it's for sure what's behind your back. Yeah. So turn around and I'll pick up the slack. Yeah. Yeah. Dirty babe. Come heck or high water. You'll hear the roar.
He's out there on stage. Dick Stockton's his hype man behind him, dancing around and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, like I said, you know, the last time Justin Timberlake played halftime, they had a wardrobe malfunction.
That sucked.
What was that? 2005? Six?
Yeah, I mean, really, that was a long time ago. I don't know why anybody wants to even bring that back up. She was an old lady then.
Well, of course, you know, here's Mike Tirico. Mike Tirico, of all people, is going to interview Justin Timberlake.
Oh, really? Is he going to ask him, are you going to do Dick in a Box? I'm going to ask the question all America's wondering. Dick in a Box?
At any point in the ask, do they say, hey, just the last time there's a little wardrobe thing, can we make sure that doesn't happen? And as long as we're good with that, then we're good with you?
Yeah, that won't happen this time. There was a little bit of that, but no, Mike, that's not going to happen.
Mike is just so creative. I bet nobody would think to ask this.
Because of my threat of ridiculous tweeting, the NFL has once again caved. And they will not be allowing those ugly fried egg nipples to be about on TV anymore. The only booties that will be shaken during the Super Bowl while I'm president are going to be fat honeys, good booties.
All right, so you look on social media, there it is. Hashtag justice for Janet.
Oh, brother. Please, people, you don't know what you're asking for. You really don't. You don't know what you're asking for.
Well, the NFL said no, she is not banned and never has been banned for that matter. So if Justin would like to invite her to be part of his halftime show, he is welcome to do so. Just don't have a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, please, because that one was really not that good.
Well, what did Janet do afterwards? She apologized.
My decision to change the Super Bowl performance was actually made after the final rehearsal. MTV, CBS, the NFL had no knowledge of this whatsoever. And unfortunately, the whole thing went wrong in the end. I am really sorry if I offended anyone. That was truly not my intention.
Now, I never did understand when she apologized and she said the whole thing went wrong in the end. So she said it was added after the final rehearsal. Nobody else knew about it, but the whole thing went wrong in the end. So did she mean they just shouldn't have done it because, oh, this was wrong, we made a mistake, or was something else supposed to happen? Because I'd sure like to know what else you were going to do instead of that and how that actually happened instead, because that I don't get.
Yeah, you know, I did some ecstasy, and I got all horny, and I decided, fuck it, let's just show them off. And that's what went wrong in the end, is that only one of them came out. Both of them were supposed to come out in all their saggy glory.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
I love this.
Showed her right melon.
Oh, Jesus. Is this Big D Potato?
Had an areola like a
big dinner plate.
Oh, shit. And it's right, Tata. Grabbed every headline. Wonder if she'll help CBS pay a fine.
This is great.
First, she denied it. Said it was a mistake. A costume malfunction, said Justin Timberlake. Now they've admitted they flash forward a two. It'll be the Super Bowl, remembered for the boob. The FCC says it was indecency, soft pornography. Yip, one nip. I'll never forget that infamous tug. I'll remember this game for seeing Janet's jug.
That's a great parody, man.
I don't even remember which game it was.
Oh, God, that's...
I never remember which one of the halftime shows are with which game. I really don't. If I like the halftime show like Prince, I still don't remember which game that was. I just remember I like the halftime show. And I remember the game, but opposite. You know, her nipple looks like a sunflower in like October when all the petals have fallen off. And that's all I want to think about that.
Let's see. It was 38.
It was one of the Packers games. Packers. Packers-Patriots, maybe?
It was Panthers-Patriots.
You know, if you say Patriots, you got about a pretty even chance.
Yeah, remember they almost won that game. It was 3-point win, 32-29.
Who was that running back? Maybe one of the best runs I've ever seen in a Super Bowl for a touchdown, played for the Panthers. What the hell was his name?
Wait.
I can't even remember. He flashed for like 2 years after Tio Biaka Batuka. Yeah, I can't remember what his name was. Yeah, I think he played for UCLA. I want to say.
Was it Foster?
Foster? Yeah, that's it. That's right. That's right. That's it. That's who it was.
Deshaun Foster. And he played for UCLA.
That's right. See there? It's Deshaun Foster, Tom, like I was saying.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'd rather talk about Janet's jugs again. I haven't seen anything like that since I had old Betty Page magazine that I used to hide underneath my mattress at my grandma's house.
So I was looking here. First off, today is supposed to be the best day to buy Halloween candy.
Today?
Yeah.
Is this when it's the freshest?
I guess, and the cheapest.
Oh, the cheapest.
I don't know.
So that always equates to freshest.
Yeah, right. Right. But if you're getting them, I guess I'm looking at this going, this is really the kids' top 8 candies. I'm looking at what kids like, the top 8 candies that were voted on by kids.
Okay. I have no idea.
Smarties.
All right. Well, those have been around forever.
Right. Starburst.
Those have been around forever. It's like wax with bad flavor.
I don't know. I don't believe this. Is this right? Twix, Nerds, Skittles, I believe. Sour Patch Kids, I believe. My kids love Sour Patch.
Is this like a 30-year-old list?
M&M's and Laffy Taffy.
Jesus Christ. Are you serious? This is a current list?
Yeah. Now
There's
you look
been
at.
No new candies for the last 25 years?
You look at adults' top choices. This is what I thought it would look like. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's.
Of course.
Hershey's Kisses, Fun Dip. I don't know what that is.
Fun Dip.
Snickers. Snickers, Kit Kats, and Swedish Fish.
Swedish Fish are made by slaves. Can't eat them anymore.
So M&M's were the only thing on both lists.
I'm not surprised. M&M's are delicious.
They have a candy shell that does not melt in your hand, Tom.
Right. Right.
It melts in your mouth.
Right.
However, I got to admit that I'm usually not very successful in leaving one in there all the whole time while it's melting.
What year did the M&M company add the blue M&M?
It wasn't too long ago, because up until that, blue would cause cancer in people, I think. So they didn't use the blue dye.
1995.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That was the year of that Patriots and Panthers Super Bowl, wasn't it?
It's sad I know that. No, that was the Cowboys Steelers Super Bowl, John. Hey, can we get some email?
Yes, we can get to some email. And if we find those lesbian girls, we'll burn them. All right, this comes from Brian Borland, longtime listener Brian Borland. Okay, I am hoping to get the show's opinion on this. I got an argument with a cheesehead last night after the Dolphins-Ravens game, which really sounds like a bad night all the way around. What? You had to watch that game all the way through to the end and then argue with a Packer fan? Dude, you need a girlfriend. He was getting on a moral crusade last night about Sue. Oh, that's Sue there. Yeah, he's a bad player, don't you know? Bad guy. Dirty play in general. My position was that, yeah, Sue is a psycho, which we could just call a Suco, but I love watching him play, and I wish there were more players like him. We are already watching 300-pound men smash into each other, which causes them long-term injuries for our entertainment. I'm just being honest that I happen to be extra entertained by the after-the-play chippiness and scrums. I am not advocating players intentionally trying to seriously hurt each other, but I don't have a problem with extracurricular stuff during and after plays at the pro level. What say you guys? Should we just quit pretending you can ever make football safe and just go for it and let the NFL go back to a more hard-nosed 70s style of football? Well, what do you think?
I think I like everything except for when Sue actually tried to poke the other guy in the eye. I think that's...
Yeah, don't try to hurt somebody.
No, that's going too far. You're talking about, you know... These are big, strong guys, man. You try to jam your finger in a guy's eye, you could blind him. I'm not, that sounds like dad, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Somebody's going to put somebody's eye out.
Right.
Out there.
I know that's how it sounds, but you're talking about Ndamukong Suh. It's a big, strong man. He tries to jam his finger in your eye. Yeah, he could do some serious damage. I don't think you should try to permanently hurt somebody, like injure somebody like that. But I do like Sue, and I'd take him on my team in a heartbeat, John.
I think he plays with nastiness, and I honestly think I don't understand people that want to have nice people that play defensive tackle. It's not a nice position, and it's not a nice job. And the majority of them that play defensive tackle, if they weren't in the league, a lot of them would be in a lot of trouble because they are big men with lots of aggression. So, but you know what? When he does try to hurt somebody, see, he goes over the line, in my opinion. He goes over the line. He stomps on people's ankles and shit like that. That's, you know, you can fuck somebody up like that. I don't mind when he, you know, I don't mind if somebody goes in the pile and unties shoes like they used to do to him, and he used to stomp on people for that, remember? He was, yeah. So, and I don't mind a little bit of pushing and shoving here and there, and I certainly don't mind any goddamn trash talk whatsoever or intimidation. Get down in their face if you have to. But they should have thrown Kiko Alonso out of the game last night. That was he completely lowered his shoulder right into Flacco's head. And I don't understand how you're going to suspend a guy that you didn't throw out of the game. But they are going to suspend him. And, well, you know, I think that also back in the day in the 70s, those things were still going to draw flags anyway. So, yeah, it was hard-nosed back then, but it wasn't stupid. All right, from our Facebook page, Daniel Shell, who is now on what? He's still a virgin, 7 months. He's got 7 more years, according to the big lord up above. He does have a good idea, though, Tom. He says, we want to make a petition to keep the Browns in London and call them the London Silly Nannies.
The London Silly Nannies, now starting to Sean Kaiser for the London Silly Nannies.
Oh, hell, that's pretty good. Okay, speaking of jolly old UK, Pete Smith, our British bookie, as I recall. One more question for you and Tom, which means he's asked us a lot of them in the past, which he has. How is it with all the ticky-tack look after the QB rules? We seem to have more QB injuries this season. There's a lot of injuries this year, but quarterbacks I don't think are getting the brunt of it. You think?
I think it looks like normal. I think
quarterbacks have been kind of light. Carson Palmer.
I think every position has gotten hurt this year, and every position will get hurt again before this year is over. And unless you play flag football. As long as you have to tackle the person with the ball,
right,
there's going to be injuries. As long as have to block and tackle anybody.
Even if you know the play.
There are going to be injuries. It is a very violent game played by very big, strong, fast men. It's just, that's the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was bitching about this last year. All these quarterbacks getting hurt, and yet there's so many rules to protect them. It hasn't done any good. All of these rules to protect everybody going over the middle, all these rules that they have to protect everybody, it doesn't really make any damn difference, because just for the exact reason you said. Henry Chance, longtime listener, Henry Chance. Super excited that you guys are bringing the old shows, and especially the cartoons, back from the archives to put on YouTube, like I mentioned before. The first 50 shows are up there right now, and yeah, I'm continuing to slog through it. It's a big job. So Henry, by the way, Tom, sent a small pittance to support the cause. Thank you very much, Henry. If everybody did what Henry does and send a small pittance, this is a big job. And if anybody out there that's a tech guru can tell me how to convert SWF files into some usable files, I'd love to know, because all my Adobe shit doesn't read it. I guess I got to open it all up back on Flash and hope it all works from 2004.
Oh, no.
You know. So, you know, I have them all, but you know, we'll see what happens. I know I've managed to do it in the past, but we'll see.
I have a feeling you will be messaged within an hour of somebody listening to this show.
All right. He says, this frustrated Philly fan with two P's there, or P-H frustrated.
Frustrated Philly fan?
Yeah, didn't somebody used to write, is this the Howard Eskin wannabe guy? I don't know.
Well, I just don't know how there are any frustrated Philly fans at this moment.
Well, you know, Tom, right now they're getting their little winky rubbed on the outside of their pants. You know, after Thanksgiving, if they can keep this going, the zipper might come down. But they got to get it in all the way to the end. All right, and then they can crow. Right now, they're not getting anything; they're getting a hand job.
Yeah,
yeah, they might end up frustrated. We got to check in on Fat Boy too, now that they're winning, and see what he's bitching about.
Get the fuck out of here, man!
Anyway, Henry wants to see specifically the Matt Millen miniseries, which I guess would be the Halloween story.
Oh,
Wade Phillips and Brad Childress getting left by the side of the road. The Philly father teaching his boy how to be a true fan. Andy Reid visits the psychiatrist. And most importantly, the Eagles alert system, which is currently at condition 2 standby throughout the city. Anchorman Harry Sphincter may even want to interview a couple of fans on the street to see if they believe Wentz really is the personal Tim Tebow, our own personal Tim Tebow.
Just remind me.
If he was, he wouldn't be able to play. Keep up the great work. Looking forward to a hard-fought game at the Horseshoe this weekend. Sounds like a Penn State fan.
Just made me think about the Donovan McNabb passing simulator.
That was a long time. That was the second one I ever made.
I know.
I'm open.
I know. It's great.
Oh, that was horrible.
who was the quarterback we made when he threw the ball? The hunters came out and shot it like it was a duck.
It was Brad Johnson.
That's it, Brad Johnson.
They shot it like a duck.
Right.
Yeah, he was a Cowboys quarterback. That was the one where I had Wade Phillips drop his pants so Jerry Jones could spank him.
Right.
You could paddle him.
All right.
Now, you're really excited now.
All right. Keep going.
We got a question for a character? That's all I got.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
All right. What do we got?
It's from Jason F. in Phoenix.
Okay.
He says, haven't heard.
In Phoenix.
Oh, God. Here we go. More Cleveland. Haven't heard from Harry Sphincter for a while. Can we get a report from Cleveland?
Thank you, Tom. This is Harry Sphincter reporting live from the Factory of Sadness here on the shores of disgustingly filthy and greasy Lake Erie, where the Cleveland Browns are trying their best to avoid the pit in which the Detroit Lions fell in 2008, going 0-16. The Cleveland Browns, they have a very good chance at this year, Tom. Everybody's excitement is high. It looks like they may be able to finally pull it off and put their name in the record books. Back to you, Tom. This has been Harry Sphincter with a live report right here from disgusting downtown sewage-ridden Cleveland.
Don't catch on fire, Harry.
I have swabbed myself down with asbestos deodorant.
So
I'm going to catch cancer, but I'm not going to burn.
I won't be surprised. Did we not get anything from Spreads Mahoney?
We do have something from Spreads Mahoney.
Okay.
Who's just been a Mahoney lately, hasn't he?
Dude, he went 0-3 last week.
This dude's terrible.
Well, is he betting money? He's going to end up homeless.
I'm telling you what. If I told you where to find this guy, he has a
He has a sports page on the beta. I'm going to tell you because he doesn't listen to the show anyway. He tells me he does, but I guarantee he doesn't.
What?
It's called Jabs. It's called Jabs Blabs Sports Room. If you look it up on Facebook, you'll find it. And look, I'm going to tell you what. Here's what happens. All right. The room's whatever. But he puts himself on live, and you look at the apartment he lives in. No, he's not winning anything. I'm telling you what, he ain't winning nothing. I always want to tell him, look, man, paint your ceiling, but I'm just lurking. So
I just don't understand. Right. I just get it. Dolphins -3, Colts +3, Panthers -3. And I did, that was one I said I liked. That was the only one I liked was the Panthers -3. And boy, I missed that one. But you told me, I said I was taking the Jags -3, and I did.
Yeah, well, you only won that by a little.
I took the Cowboys -6. Yeah, I won that one by a little. Took the.
I mean, it was close.
Took the Saints -4, as did you. We both got that one right.
Yeah.
Your Jets did not get it done this time.
First time I've lost a game this year.
Yep.
First loss. Oh, I was pissed. I had +3, and of course the Jets let me down after having a big lead and knocking Jay Cutler out of the fucking game. And we see how good that team is as we watched last night. They get blown out 40-0. And guess what, Tom? Here's going to make your whole week go by like a charm. They're on Sunday Night Football next week and Monday Night Football the week after.
Who is?
The Dolphins.
Oh, God, no.
I know. It's like, everybody can catch up on their sleep.
Wow.
40-0 by the Ravens.
Who are they playing? Whoever they're playing, I'm picking up that defense.
Absolutely. That's the way you got to go.
Jeez. The Ravens lit them up, man. And guess who owns the Ravens defense? My wife.
Of course. Of because course. She is the Tominator.
Yeah.
She's the Dominator.
She's missed two games in the Eliminator Challenge.
She's leading my division. She's only lost one game in our fantasy league.
And she hasn't lost a division game.
Yeah. No kidding. I'm down the ladder looking up, telling not to wear a skirt.
Yep.
All right. So who you got this week?
This week, I could only find one game that I liked. And
I kind of like two of them.
I'm worried about this one, but I think they've got their groove now. And I'm talking about the Patriots. I mean, they held Atlanta to 7 points, man. Are you kidding?
You know what? Atlanta doesn't know how to put the ball in the end zone.
Well, not this year.
No, they've targeted Julio Jones in the red zone 3 times this year. 3 fucking times in the red zone. What the fuck is that?
I know, and they got those running backs, and I don't understand. They're not getting it done, man.
It's almost like they lost their offensive coordinator, who I said was going to be the next hotshot coach, and he went to 0-7.
Yep, that's right. You're right.
Jeez. Well, how do you need an offensive coordinator to say, hey, throw it to number 11? He's bigger than everybody out there.
I got the Patriots -7.5. Who you got?
I got the Panthers +1.5. I don't like the way Tampa Bay's playing football, and I'm going to take that. I'm going to take the Panthers +1.5, and I am going to take the Texans +6.5, because if there's one thing I think I've determined so far this football season, Tom, it is that you can take the Seahawks offense and put it by the curb because it's trash. That's right. They got nothing going on. The Texans, their defense is beat up, but they're still going to be able to get to Russell Wilson, move him around. And what have they been doing? They've been scoring 12 points a game, 14 points a game, right?
Yeah.
That's what the Seahawks have been doing. They're not going to be able to hold Deshaun Watson to under, I'd say, 21, 22.
I can't wait to see this matchup, man, to see Deshaun Watson versus the Seahawks defense. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I think they are running a little bit on fumes themselves. They're still good, but they ain't the booms anymore, so I like it. I think that they're going to win. They're going to win. I'll take that 6.5. I think the Texans are going to win outright, but I'll take that 6.5 points. Hell yes.
And we know that the Cowboys, Buckeyes, and Outlaws will all win this weekend as well. And with that, don't forget we have a donation button at bangradiohour.com.
Yes, please push it. It takes a long time to do this. Honest to God, I'm not just bitching around. To convert all the podcasts to video, I've only gotten 100 of them done, and I do like 5 of them a day and set them up so that they can do all the shit that they need to do. So, and I just push it while I go to work. Anyway, it takes a while. I'm working. Send us money.
I just respect the fact that you were smart enough not to disagree with the fact that I said the Cowboys and Buckeyes and Outlaws would win this weekend. And
I didn't think it was like it's like talking to a Trumpster. I'm not going to bother.
All right, whatever.
Take your red hat off.
It's black, but it's got a big red O right in the middle.
All right.
Well, then I will see you after I will be tasting on the feasting on your tears, because I think the game that I'm most looking forward to is the Penn State Ohio State matchup.
Yeah. I apologize in advance if John doesn't show up for the podcast next week, folks.
We might send a stand.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
And it's Eli with the interception to seal the launch. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. When there's not much I can control, it's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
On.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even... Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.
Tuesdays at KFC gonna get you like, wow, pow, chow, kapow, get down right now. If you know how, then take a bow, because this deal's gonna raise a brow. Get 9 pieces of original recipe chicken for an eye-popping $5.99.
What the?
Every Tuesday at KFC. Every Tuesday from August 12th to September 3rd at participating restaurants, subject to availability.